You are listening to the Top Ball Sports Podcast.
It's time for session 15.
15 it is.
20.
To begin. Week one. Lenny, over to you.
Can you talk for the rest of the... Like, your voice is so awesome. Mine sucks.
Oh, stop.
Your voice doesn't suck. You just... Nobody can hear your voice because you talk too damn fast.
No, that's not my fault.
Yes, it is. No, it's 1,000% your fault.
Oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I can try to slow down.
You know who does have an amazing voice that's in this room right now?
Who?
Joe K.
Emily.
Mm. Aw, thanks.
She really does.
You think you do? How do you like your voice?
I've been told.
You've been told that you like your voice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, we should put a web poll up and say whose voice is better, Sherry's or Emily's.
Sure.
I'd just be curious to know.
I'm not fighting you on this feud anymore.
It's okay.
Just rolling with it.
Fair enough. Good evening.
You want me to get upset?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I honestly don't.
He's probably legitimately curious who people's people like better.
I mean, honestly, it was. It's okay. Take this wherever you wish to take it. That's fine.
Football's back.
Football is back. We are happy. We invaded the Rose Garden. We weren't asked to leave. Thank God.
We spun wheels.
We did spin wheels.
It was the best.
That is convoluted, by the way, the rules for that thing.
Well, no, it's not. Spin.
It was like spin one. If you win this one, then you spin the other, but you can only spin it with your left hand counterclockwise.
Well,
Lenny, did you put that in the rules? Because I can't dispute him yet.
No, Sarah had a cast on. That's why she used her left hand.
Well, that's what, she also spun in her defense. Didn't she spin it like three times?
Well, but you had to be at the bar. That was the only caveat because the Rose Garden was sponsoring this with Topper Sports. We said, listen, you got to be at the bar because it's only fair.
That makes sense.
They had to spin it a couple times. The funniest part was, before we get into the games, Garrett Beesing won. It hit cobblestone.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, ha ha, you joined Bullet Club. And Beesing was all ticked off.
He was like, it should still count.
Yeah.
They won on their bye week.
Yeah, it would have been funny because Daryl was going to show up. That would have been funny if Daryl was at football and it still hit cobblestone. I would have laughed.
Just staring daggers at Garrett.
He actually took the high road. I talked to him during the week.
I was wondering why is he not in D4?
Because he wants to play in D3.
It's legitimately a respect thing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's our greatest TSLer. Sorry, Joey Batts, but who's a close second? He's 1A.
So if Daryl and Joey get into like a bloodbath match to the death, whose set are you on?
Oh, that's tough.
Oh.
I think I have to excuse myself from that, don't I?
No, you got to pick one.
Oh.
You have to.
I think just it's because Daryl Carr is just, I think I got to go with Daryl Carr there.
Okay, so basically if I did marry, fuck, kill Joey Batts.
Oh, wait. I actually have music for this, Joe. Stand by.
There's not a third icon, though. There's only two that are in that level.
I'm giving you an out here.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine?
Leonard Elba, MFK, Daryl Carr, Joey Batts. I'll make this easy for you, Topper.
Well, no, see, that's what you're saying. Like,
I'm helping you. All right, fine. I don't even know who else you like that much that could even come close to beating
you. You're saying F. Murray Kill just make me feel uncomfortable because I like women, so I'm kind of confused right now. Walter outtrumps everyone, so that's not even, and everybody understands that, so that's not even fair.
Yeah, that's super.
There's Walter, and then there's the rest of the league. Like, 500 people couldn't match his awesomeness. But you know, if I had to say who is awesome on the awesome scale, Daryl Topper
could be like hetero life mate.
Daryl is number one, then Joey Batts would be number two, and then Topper would be number three.
No, Walter's in the mix.
Oh no, Walter's number one, there is no two or three. Like he's one, and then I guess
probably
whoever's two,
because then he
better.
Bought two and three.
Yeah, he could just do whatever he wants.
Fair.
He's Walter.
Walter's
wow,
and he's
so
Biffle.
Daryl over Joey.
Yeah, Daryl because longevity.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Fair.
I mean, honestly, Joey Batts is there's really nothing that can stop Joey Batts from winning back-to-back MVPs. I know a lot of people are going to say, yeah,
well,
okay.
There's Topper, so anything can stop it.
But my point is that Daryl's probably not going to win the MVP, but Joey Batts could.
Isn't it named after Daryl, though?
Well, no. That's,
what's the Daryl Carr? That's the best
Daryl Carr,
award?
QB Superstar QB of the Year, I think.
Oh, he's just the best. Okay.
Weren't there six incompletions on his first drive?
They were, but they were actually drops. I was there. They were, five of the six passes were completely the wide receiver's fault. The sixth one, I want to blame the ref.
Jay was reffing that game.
Yeah, the other ref.
Actually,
I think it was Tim Dove.
Jay made me mad.
Did he?
Yeah.
Cher.
It's like, Lenny, it's like I talked to you about it. We had a game where a lot of balls going into other fields today. This week, by the way.
A lot of people complained about it.
Very close. Very close this week.
But we had one game, you know, it was close between in our game, and we needed a two-point conversion, and Mike Cuss was getting covered by Lou, and he deked and Lou fell, so Mike was wide open, and as the ball's like right at his hands, another ball from the other field came rolling on in.
Oh, man.
And Mike made the catch, whatever, and honestly, the ball didn't affect the play, But they said we had to replay it anyway. Like, it had nothing to do with the play. The play would have still been the same no matter what. It's not like Lou tripped over the ball or something, or, you know, somebody picked him. It was like he fell and Mike was wide open and nobody else was near him. So that, to me, that should have counted. But they said, no, they came on the play before he caught the ball, so we have to replay it. And I don't know what the rule is specifically.
There really isn't one. It's usually ref's discretion.
Yeah, yeah. So,
like, you wouldn't think that's going to happen, and then it does.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, like, I know it's in a, well, I'm again on the other side of it, but, like, I still think that should have counted because it didn't affect the play whatsoever.
We'll figure it out.
And then we had to redo it, and we ended up missing it, of course. Well, then we didn't get a third try. I feel like it should be best of three in that scenario.
Well, you would think. You would think.
Okay. I just didn't know if there was, like, a rule or not.
No, not yet, but apparently we're going to have one soon. Jimmy?
Speaking about sponsors, pictures, and football, I finally had an opportunity to see some of the pictures from that fantastic wine tournament, and I saw that five-star belt right around Matty Ice, the five-star TSL belt, of course, for the wine tourney. It was just real good to see that still in the mix. I had one of those flashbacks on the social medias where it said, oh, remember this time, back at a time when we actually had time to get out and play at the fields and stuff.
Someday.
And, man, I tell you, it was just great to see the belt still in the mix.
Still in the mix.
I still would love to figure something out for the divisions at one of these points in time. That's all.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt, but, Lenny, you probably didn't look at your phone, but Joey Betts just texted you and I.
Uh-oh.
And he said, hi, hope the podcast is okay without me. I'm sure it's weak as is, so if you want me to be the first call-in guest, I'll do it. And then he said, you're welcome. But he spelled your, you are, so I don't think we're going to call him anymore.
Yeah, poor grammar.
In Joey Bat's world, he just talks the way everyone else talks. And, well, you know why? Because he wasn't number one star this week. And you know who was? Brent McKenzie. Brent, how are you?
Hey.
Brent, you lit it up. I mean, seriously. Oh, let's talk about your day. Like, we saw the pictures with Ferger in the morning.
He lit it up, yes. Or he got, yeah, lit.
Oh, they were so cute.
It was awesome. Yeah, you, yeah, and Ferger stole the show. More so you than Ferger, because Ferger was a close second, but still.
Yeah, Saturday was a very interesting day. Yeah, just started off, just me and Ferger picked him up. So we had that one picture that was kind of floating around of us joking around, kind of like the first day of school.
It's like first day of kindergarten.
Yeah, first day of kindergarten.
So cute.
And then as we were hanging out during that day, everyone realized it was my birthday, and it was downhill or uphill from
there.
Nobody
realized it.
It
was loudly announced. What?
Okay, yes. It was loudly announced, and I honestly don't know how I'm still in one piece because I
probably know you're not.
I tried to recalculate the amount of drinking I did on Saturday.
You tore it up.
I can't.
Tore it up.
I can't.
Welcome to the TSL.
Anytime something's happening for like that 2.5 hour stretch, Brent somehow got in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I was telling people at one point he's at the bar doing shots. Then they were playing flip cup, and all of a sudden it was like guys against girls, and every time they won, they did this group hug and they were jumping up and down, and I'm like, how did Brent get in the middle of that? Then he got in the middle of that. Then he was over there.
He was shotgunning beers with me at one point.
That's what I'm saying. He was everywhere.
Oh man, I forgot about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Beers.
That's why you don't remember things.
It makes me wonder if we should give out an MVP award each week.
Yeah.
Like at the end of football. Like maybe we should get like a Viking helmet or something and hand it to somebody.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, or a kimono or something like something like that.
A kimono?
That would be, they do that actually in, they do that at, in the NHL. They used to do that. The Penguins used to do it. The Rangers would do it. Yeah, they get this awesomely cool robe, and then each week or each game, you get to wear the kimono.
How do you not already have a kimono?
I don't know, but
that's a thing that
the hamster's starting to go. Last week I was dealing with wheels. Now I'm going to deal with Viking heads and robes. Great. Welcome to my world, everybody. So
just living in it, Len.
Yeah, I know. So then you played the game. I mean, the McKenzie, she did pretty well.
We did well. We unfortunately didn't get the win. We practice squad got the score on us with like a minute and a half left or something.
You got screwed over because they're probably the best team in the division. You got them out of the gates.
Yeah, I mean, we got them out of the gates, but I think we held tough with them.
Sure did.
You know, our timing, you know, needs to get a little bit better. We got Andy this year with us too, so another pickup.
How was he? Good signing?
Yeah, definitely.
He can play.
Yeah, gave us some other speed on both sides of the ball, so definitely happy about that.
How's Meg? I told you, remember last time you were here, there were rumors that
she
was going to leave, and now she didn't leave.
Oh,
and she's
no,
back.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was a unsubstantiated
The rumors
rumor.
Were she was going to Dark Knights.
Yeah,
that was actually the rumor. And then the guy from the Dark Knights came to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Meg actually played a good game, as she always does. And she came raring to go. Like, she, as the second she walked over by the fields, she was raring to go. She was in full
form. The girl's got no off switch. Like, she's 24/7, just like, right, let's go.
Love it. Meg is.
Yeah, there's
Meg
no warm up with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Meg is.
No, there is no warm up with her.
0-60 in like 2.5 seconds.
Vodka and her cereal.
Fantastic.
I was talking to her at one point, and what time was your game?
We were at 11.
So it was literally like 11:40, and I'm like, you confuse me. And I go, I don't know if you're for real or not. You know? Like, she's got like a beer in her hand and she's stumbling over. And I'm like, you couldn't be. This can't be true. She's like, no, what you see is what you get. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you might be
statement.
Right.
That's looks are not statement. Deceiving.
Yeah, no.
I think she gets mad when I call her Megan.
She would.
No, it is Drunk Meg. That's we're legally changing that to our name.
Fair enough.
I'll chip in for that.
Well, like we said, we had some games. We basically invaded the Rose Garden post game, and congrats to everybody. Everybody did good. All the potted plants were present and accounted for. None of them were destroyed. Nice. Everybody was good. I got glowing reports. Nobody was mad at us. This is a good thing. Fun was had by all.
Week one, we're usually okay. It's week 2 to 3 where we start to get in trouble.
Yeah. I got a little nervous around 6 because that's the first time I was thinking about going, and then I'm like, I think I'm going to stick around for a little while longer. And then, because I was thinking Flip Cup was going to get out of hand, it really didn't. It actually was funny.
Yeah.
Good. That's what matters. Like we were saying last year when we were getting in trouble, like, we can still have the fun. We just need to be slightly responsible, which is always hard for us, I know, but.
I think when people continue doing something active, i.e. the 20 people playing volleyball, then you're not at the bar doing shots.
That's a really good point, Emily. I think we need to start doing that
more.
No,
I'm serious. Like, think about it. Everybody there, we were out there having fun. Like, people had drinks on the side, but we were all playing, being physical.
Poor Molly Morgan, by the way. At one point, I know, this is the one time you say poor Molly Morgan. So I was at the end of the bar, I was talking to somebody at the time, and they sent poor Molly Morgan for drinks. And are you kidding me?
No, she went on her own free will.
Well, I don't know how that happened, but she's trying to tell the bar, and I'm like, I grabbed a pad, and I go, Molly Morgan, tell me what you want, and I'm writing it down, because she's like, I'm never going to remember this, because there was no bartender there, because God forbid there's 400 people outside, there should be a bartender outside with them, but another story for another day. So we wrote her order down, and when the bartender came out, we handed them the pad.
And it worked out good.
And I'm like, did anybody even give you money? Because she's going into her wallet. I'm like, what's going on here? Poor Molly Morgan. She got hosed.
Well, she did win. Well, I don't know if she was the prize or the punishment after that wheel spun, though.
She was the prize. And we can get to that before we get to the games. So we did have two wheels. The first one was won by Third and Schlong. Scott Keller got his $100 gift.
How many spins did it take?
It was like 4 or 5.
Three
spins. Yeah, I think it was 5.
I think Kristen came up and spun it and hit a winner.
Yeah, so once it was won, he had a choice. Is he going to go to the second wheel and spin it? And he decided he was going to go for it. So he spun it. He hit 8. And 8 was miniature golf with Molly Morgan. So essentially what's going to happen is, as a male player on their team, or female, it's up to them.
I heard it's 40-year plan guy.
It is going to be 40-year plan guy, which is great, because that is going to – we've got a love triangle brewing is all I'm saying, people. So be on the lookout on the website. They're going to go. They're going to – no, I'm not stopping.
I said, oh,
okay.
Snap.
Good, because we can't get in the way of love.
God,
she has agreed. Okay. They're going to go play golf. She's agreed to take pictures. We're going to give them money for alcohol and stuff afterwards. What happens after that. So
okay,
maybe they'll find a love connection,
private suite,
and then maybe in 2 weeks we'll hand them composition notebooks and they can share their feelings
maybe.
As well.
Jay and I thought of another game which we discussed. It's called a TSL bingo game, and so you have a bingo board and you do low, medium, high. So there's different things on the bingo board, such as like B's brother showing up. Chances, low, medium, high.
Low.
Right? And so you circle which one you think it's going to be. So low showing up. Chance of Jeremy Burr fighting someone in the game. Low, medium, high.
Low.
Chance of Drunk Meg being drunk before 10 a.m.
Extremely high.
I like this game.
So you pick.
Please keep going. And Lanny and I don't want this to stop.
Okay. So anyway, you pick.
Ooh, chance of Angry Buffalo winning.
Low.
Oh.
Sorry, Sooj.
Low.
I said medium.
We're going to get to that later. They had a tough day after the office. Not at the office. It was after what happened, which really hurt them.
So if you circle it and it ends up coming true, you get to put an X through that. And once you get like a full bingo row of one way, then you win a prize.
Stegmaier talked to Topper. We almost need a sports book. Like, we used to start taking like bets, like handicapping games.
Could
like Stegmaier
imagine?
That would have been kind of funny.
We have time. Why wouldn't we get a sports book?
That'd be kind of funny.
Interns. It's
something we can look at.
Interns.
Like, we could just use the Godfather's lines.
They're not usually too far off.
Remember when you were DJ Tommy's intern, Lenny?
That was awesome. Freaking awesome.
Oh,
poor
God.
Girl. Let's talk about some games.
Yeah.
Football.
Let's do
talk
it.
Shop.
With your 10 o'clock games, Public Enemy 37, Hootie and the Brofish scored 18. One Topper Too Many wins with 40. Uncle Rico's Time Travelers put up 16. The Ultimate Warriors lose with 17 on the board, but Steve's Cousins score 39. Hung. Buffalo, 23, UFO, 14, and the Jabronis score 26, Peachy Platoon with 20. Those are your 10 o'clock games.
Who are the third teams that Steve's cousins?
I was going to say, Steve Kenzie is good.
Yeah.
That is Steve Kenzie, who is the probably the greatest member of the Kenzie family. They used to play at Rafferty's. They were D1. Mm-hmm. There was the Pagano's played with them. There was Garrett Kenzie, Chris Kenzie.
Oh, okay.
Danny Kenzie, who played with Dwyer's for us forever and then played with them. It's Glenn Bird, Chelsea,
a
couple other people. Cousin Steve, who was a ref.
Oh, they were wearing lime green or orange?
Orange.
Yes. Yeah. But Cousin Steve made it rain. They beat Ultimate Warriors, and I think they beat, no pun intended, too, if memory serves me right.
Cool.
Yeah, he was dealing for he was playing with Austin Weber, Home Tech, at the end of last year.
That's what he was doing.
They scored like 40 something points in like the playoffs.
I can't remember who he hit. Jeez.
Or, the week 9 or something. Yeah, they did really well.
Just wondering.
Yep. Hung Buffalo beat UFO. Jabronis were a new team, Peachy Platoon.
Do you know anything about Peachy Platoon?
It's one of Turner's guys wanted to play quarterback.
Okay.
It was like one of their better guys. The guy with the orange shoes wanted to play quarterback, so he moved down to D6 with a bunch of his friends. You know what? Uncle Rico's, they did right by the league, and they came up to D3-ish.
Yeah, good for them.
Were maybe they shouldn't before? Have. Well, they were D4.
Were they? I thought. Okay.
Yeah, they made the finals, I think. They lost to Shredders.
For some reason.
I think they lost to Shredders in the D4. Finals. Team Topper. Drew showed up.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a tattoo appointment.
Yeah. So they scored 40 points, and good for them.
He's got another one like the week before Thanksgiving, I think.
Yeah, that he said that.
Probably makes sense, right?
Yeah, something like that. Elias Morissette or something. He's going to do like a whole music arm.
Yeah, that's
in
ironic.
All fairness to the Brofish, because I know you said they lost, that was their first game in D1, and Public Enemy is a very seasoned team.
It was, but I got to say a couple things ever? About that. Well,
I don't know. Did
say
they go,
what
did
you
want to
say. You watched it.
Who? I don't even know his name, so I'm going to call him Hobbit Guy.
What's he look like?
He was like 4'11", and he had
that's
a mouth
Mark.
On him.
That's
okay,
Mark.
Well, he's Hobbit Guy, because you got to make a play on a field before I get your name right. when you're losing by 20, you can't run your mouth, son. That's not how it works here.
I think people do that in frustration.
Yeah, well, not when you're down by 20. You just got to take your medicine and play the game. And like I said, with all due respect to Eric and Bro, they played their hearts out. I'll tell you something. Eric Kleckler can run routes, man.
I love Eric.
I was watching Eric, and they weren't doing much against us, but Lindsay was as good as advertised. That girl has got probably the best hands I've seen in this league.
Yep.
And Eric Kleckler can run routes. Their problem is their other guys aren't very good. And in time, maybe they'll get some. But the guy, I'm like, dude, you're not doing anything. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. He got super mad because he didn't catch a ball that he would have landed out of bounds in anyway in the back of the end zone. And I remember he came to the sideline.
Well, yeah.
Losing it.
Like, two plays before, the same thing happened to Botch, and he wailed him out of the end zone or wailed him on the sideline. Then two plays later, it flipped, and it happens to hit the same exact thing. And they're like, just catch the ball, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do the same. It was the same exact freaking play. Right. So, but they've got some work to do.
It's a learning process.
It is.
It absolutely is.
It is. I think Eric Kleckler will... you know what their biggest problem was? It was funny. I was telling Bro on the sideline. When you get these division teams that go... They're used to out-athleting everybody.
Yeah.
So they crap out in first down. They crap out in second down. We'll just throw a bomb. No big deal. Well, you do that in D1 when the guys are faster, bigger, and stronger than your guys. You can't... You're screwed. And that's what they did. They threw it, and then it just got knocked down. Then it's fourth down from the 5, and you're toast.
Right.
And that's the thing you guys didn't do. So you guys were the complete opposite. You guys were going to get 8 yards, 10 yards, 8 yards, 10, but you guys never crapped out on the 5. If you crapped out, you crapped out down on the 10 on the other side, and then you can play defense.
Yeah.
They were crapping out on the 15, on the 20, and it was like, oh, okay, thank you. So
we'll talk about my game later.
Oh, we're going to definitely talk about that game in a little bit. So,
yeah.
So that's 10 o'clock. Let's go to 11.
11 o'clock games. XTC with 21 racks and sacks scored 20.
Wow.
Gryffindor, 3-6 on the board. Slytherin that end zone with 20. Vandalay Industries, 40 points. Hope and Ruin put up 17. And the practice squad with 18. The McKenzie Agency with 14.
All right, Brent, let's get into this.
Talk about it.
All right, let's talk about
how
it.
How bad was Andy? Let me throw one out there. You know, one of the most underrated players I would say in this league plays for the practice squad. His name's Jamie. I don't know his last name. I saw him in blue, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, Andy's really good, but the guy who was the moneymaker on that old Dark Knights team was sitting on the practice squad. I'm like, this is BS.
practice squad's always they've been solid for a bit now. Yeah, I mean, they're one of the teams we actually love to play a lot because they actually are – not only are they good, but they're fun. They're not jerks about being good.
What's it? Kenny's sister is really. I just forgetting her name for some reason, but she is really good.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Is it? Oh my god!
She's got the ponytail, brunette. She is good. One of the best girls in D6.
I'm going blanking her.
Yep. So am I.
What's really cool about her? And I was noticing it when we were playing. It's like, I don't know if you know, she's like in charge of that team.
Sure is.
She's not like part of the team.
She don't play.
She's running.
And she's tough.
Is that Renee?
Yeah, Renee.
Yes, Renee.
Yep, Renee.
She's pulling guys together, like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing this. And I was like, damn, okay.
She's tough. She's like Cheryl Jr.
Yeah, she
I mean, she really is. Yeah, she's no Cheryl joke. Still would eat her for lunch, but I'm telling you, that girl's
no
tough.
She's no joke.
It's a joke in there.
But yeah, they got a lot. They have a lot of guys that are, that are quick, can get to the ball fast, on both sides. So they're always a good. They're always a good team to go against.
Was Ferger mad 14? Was that on Ferger or was just a long day at the office?
No, that wasn't on Ferger at all. That was Ferger will tell you that.
I was
going
to say Ferger's going to be the first person to say, "Hey, yeah. I was awful. I'm the one that holds
these
guys down."
That's one of the reasons why we love Ferger is that he takes more credit on, he gives more credit when we're doing well than he should to the rest of the team, and then when we're not playing or do something we're not supposed to, he tries to take all the blame.
Yeah.
When we had some drop passes, a couple misreads on defense. It's gonna happen. So
Weber had to be excited. Mm. I mean, now you got all these speed guys. Now Weber is like as good as he is. It's like, okay, you're looking at the speed guys. Now Weber's getting the bad cover, right. And he's got to be feasting
exactly
on that.
I think it's gonna be huge for us once we kind of figure out where to put Matt, where to put Andy. We got Weber. We didn't have Rich or Prim this week, so we were missing some of our other solid guys too. So I think once we get everybody back on board and we can kind of get all our timing down, we're gonna be good. We're gonna be all right.
I was a little surprised Hope and Ruin didn't give Vandalay more of a fight. It was nice to see.
Yeah, they were the D5 champions.
Yeah, who was the guy? They actually picked up the really fast guy from the Tammies. I don't remember his name. He was the really fast kid. He's on the Hope and Ruin now.
Let's call him that.
Yeah, we can, because he's a really fast kid. He was on the Tammies for years, and now he's on Hope and Ruin. So that's a good addition for them. They look like they had pretty much everybody there, didn't they? I think I saw all their guys. Yeah, I mean, for the most part,
it's hard to say in week one because you don't know who the new additions are. So,
and I got to tell you about this play, Jeremy Burr. Good lord! So the Joey Bats era has begun.
Oh my gosh!
Did you see that play?
The juke one.
Yeah. So
where he juked out the entire team.
We're talking to Coach Jay and on the sideline, and Burr comes out for. They didn't on purpose. They wouldn't let him play the first series. It was like this whole thing with Tony and Joey Bats and everything else. So he comes out, comes wide right, and Ramirez and I are standing there next to Jay, and he goes, "Time to feed." They throw him a 6-yard stop. The first guy comes up. He jukes him, almost breaks his ankle, blasts into the flat. The second guy, he corkscrews him. He almost falls down, hits the ground. He turns a 6-yard gain into like 27 yards.
Oh, damn.
Deked out three dudes. Like, people were screaming, holy shit. Like, it was just, it was bedlam. Like, people were like, I had my hand over my face. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, that did not just happen. But, yeah, Jeremy Burr, 36 points. Tony went home early. Newman's playing for Slytherin in the end zone now, so yeah, they did. I'll tell you what, they're not going to go 1-8.
I forgot where he was going to go. He told me that at the wine.
They're a lot better than they were. They got a quarterback now. They also had a new kid who was actually pretty good too. So they're actually, I mean, they're not. I don't see them going 1-8. I see them maybe 3-6, 4-5, but they'll compete.
That's what matters.
Yep. And Tommy Hughes, man, holy smokes! I don't know if you saw any of that game.
Nope.
Tommy Hughes turned the clock back. Yeah, he hit Flynn on a bomb, 21-20.
The whole
field. Uh huh. Tommy Hughes looked 10 years younger.
I saw that.
Dave Chellis showed up back again. Dave Chellis looked old. Dave's one of the nicest guys in the league, but he gray in the beard. I was like, what's going on, gray beard?
From top line.
Yep. I saw Dave. I was like blocking Pauly J. I'm like, don't get any ideas, Pauly J. You're not going back. So yeah, Kelsey was talking to him. Pauly J. was talking to him. Like, no. That's how bad things
Pauly
start.
Oh, Pauly J was on top line.
Oh, forever. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Dave Chell's a good guy, good quarterback. I guess he's playing with Travis now, so.
Yep.
It was between that and Mark Antecchi. I think they might have signed him, too, to the best of my knowledge, but Chellis is going to play quarterback whenever he can, so. But congratulations, XTC. They won a game. I mean, usually
Yay!
They don't win their first game for
Everybody
4 or 5 weeks.
Everybody roots for XTC.
They're the favorite. Yeah, they're definitely
I love my team, but honestly, I think anybody in D1, except for like maybe one or two teams, would tell you they want them to win.
Hell yeah.
They're like the nicest people. If
I
they
want
won,
them to win.
I would be fine if they won D1.
No, they're universal. Well, if we can't win, well, I really hope it's them.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Who's going to be? Who doesn't like them?
Like who? Jerks.
Well, I don't think anybody like at marketing Halloween, mayors or Rise Down Talent like, say that.
Well, they What'd you say? And how fun are those teams? Not very
well,
fun.
Well, that's you said two teams. Those are the two teams. Yeah. Anybody else would cheer for them.
Exactly.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 12 o'clock? Oh, no.
12 o'clock games. Eyes downtown with 39 tight ends in motion. Put up 23. Bullet Club starts the season heading for the gold with 35 on the board. A&A could not compete. They barely put up 29. Steve's Cousins with 23. No punt intended with 14. No punt intended. Second game right there, right?
Scheduling staff food that didn't happen. Our bad.
They scored 25. Shredders put up 23. And all we do is Quinn. 29. Ace with 12. Those are your 12 o'clock games.
Emily's going to need about 10 minutes, so we're going to start with you, Joe K, first.
No, I'm not yet.
So, I mean, a Bullet Club A&A game always sounds awesome because you're always like, oh, are Maddie and Gordon going to kill each other? What's going to happen? Awesome.
That was a nice dropping.
The answer is no, because neither of them were there. We were missing some guys. They were missing some guys. Lou, former Bullet Club member, decided that he was going to join A&A because he can only play a couple games. Mm-hmm. Lou actually played quarterback. Each team scored on their opening drives. Like Jeff's back, you know.
He looked good.
He did look pretty good. He will tell you otherwise because that's just the person he is. Mm. Lou was all right. He definitely, every drive of the first half, like he threw a ball right at one of our guys, me, Mikey Cuss, whatever, and we dropped the interception every time. And they ended up scoring on like some bomb to Jay-Z, would get him real close, and they'd get it like on six down. So I think the score was a little closer than it needed to be, but whatever, we were missing, you know, like we were missing half our team, and well, I don't even know who our team is anymore because Zach went to go play with Witters, and Chad just had his baby, so he's in and out. And
see in the playoffs, Griffin.
Yeah, probably might see him next week, but it was still fun. Like A&A is always like they're missing DeAndre and Maddie and whoever else they had. I don't even know who else they picked up. So
Maggie Lamontia.
Yeah, yep. I heard about that. But, yeah, it was back and forth, lots of fun. Like, it was just a really fun game. Nobody wanted to fight each other, which is just different.
I heard this. Can you comment on this? Like, I had a lot of people tell me after the game that Jay-Z played really, really well.
I will tell you that Jay-Z played like Jay-Z. He wasn't like, he played, you know, he's somebody who could throw it on defense if need be. He had like one play per drive where he would like run at kind of like our shorter girl and just jump over. One time he like hip checked her and I kind of pissed people off. He's just Jay-Z, man. He plays intense.
Not cool.
She was going for the ball and he just jumped and kind of went right through her. And there was no flag, which was incredible. I thought there wouldn't be.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know. It was a bang-bang play and Sam's tough, so she didn't really care. But
yeah, she is
he
tough.
Didn't, I mean, he had some nice catches. But then again, the last drive where they were down six, you know, trying to come back, he calls his own number because it's pretty obvious when Jay-Z calls his own number because he like starts talking more animated in the huddle and starts like looking where he's going to go. So like he looked right at me and kind of towards Mike Cuss' side. So I turned to Mike and I go, he's going to run past me and go by you. So like you just stay with him. He's like, okay, sure as shit. Jay-Z runs by him. Mike Cuss is right on him. Lou throws the best ball of the day. Pass midfield is his first down. Jay-Z gets his hands up because, you know, Mikey Cuss is good, but he's still Jay-Z's still got like a foot on him or something. And it hits Jay-Z right in the hands, and he drops it.
Oh, Jay-Z.
And that led to, then they actually had like four drops on the last drive, so they had to try and
throw
a Hail Mary.
How was Beasing? How'd he work out?
Great.
Was it good having him?
Yeah, it's great having him. Him and Jeff are already like,
he looked like a calming, I'm going to say more calming influence, because I know how Travis can be a little bit, and Zach's a calming influence himself a little bit, but yeah. He's just got to, hey, let's just go play ball, man. Let's
that's
do this.
What it is. He just like, he has fun. He makes his jokes. We won the game and he was like, wow, that's what winning feels like. This is fantastic. I just love being here. And he was like, he wasn't even being like a dick as much as he was just like thoroughly enjoying his time here. So it was a lot of fun. And Beasting did work out and him and Jeff already seem to have this good rapport going. So that bodes well for
you.
Got to
give him credit. No Maddie and they only lost by six. So, I mean, that's actually not a bad game. Or was the score not indicative?
I really think that if like, I mean, even if we get two of those picks we should have had in the first half, we probably could have won by more. Plus, we got, like I said, the two-point conversion got taken away from earlier and whatever. So, it is what it is. I mean, I think if Maddie's there, it's obviously closer. I mean, if we're both at full strength, like, I don't know exactly what happens. But since they're going with a new quarterback, you know, we had some new pieces. Like, it was a little sloppy, maybe on defense, too. So, I think next time we play them, it'll be a lot more, nice. It'll be a lot more fun.
All right, Emily. Let's set the stage.
Emily.
Your buddy Bobby Big Wheels comes into town with the C Squad.
Bobby Big Wheels.
Everybody's expecting a TI or TEIM upset. And
I know.
What happened?
Well, I mean, we had a lot of big drops on, not a lot, but a handful of drops on offense, where the throw was there. On defense, we were just kind of fucking up a little bit. We were trying to switch it up frequently, and then everybody wasn't on the same page, and then they would get a big completion in a very open zone because everybody wasn't on the same page. And we did not take advantage of the mismatches enough. And
you, by that you mean, why didn't you attack the guy in the black shorts, right? Because everybody was screaming
ball,
on the sideline.
The Travis lookalike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, why aren't they not throwing at him?
He was Manning Tiger. I mean,
that's my point.
Yeah. So we didn't take advantage of that enough. And there was a little bit of angst in the second half. So just wanting to remind everyone, be a good sport.
Yes.
Don't talk shit.
No.
But that's all I want to comment. Lenny, I know you have a lot of comments.
Well, I got to ask this question. So, and no, Eyes Downtown are the champs. I'm not going to take anything away from them, but yeah, we all know who showed up for them. And realistically
and
speaking, Matty Moore was the only guy there that was a threat.
I know.
Tiger's a stud. Like, why didn't somebody in your huddle just go, Tiger, go take Matty Moore out of the game?
Because we were doing a cover low. So basically, the three guys in the back were the zone. Whoever came near you was who you were manning. Mm-hmm. Matty Moore didn't go near Tiger. He kept going near other people on defense. So that's how that ended up. We weren't in a straight man.
But who called that? Like, my question, like, I was screaming on the sideline. Did you hear? I don't know if you heard me.
No,
at one point,
I was literally pulling
my hair out of my head.
Out.
I was like, why are they doing this? Just somebody grab Matty Moore. I would yell at Tiger at one point. I'm like, just cover Matty Moore.
I know. I agree with you. And even though there's a height difference there, like, I don't know if you saw that touchdown Tiger had where he jumped up between three Eyes Downtown guys.
Tiger played good.
Who were all significantly taller than him, and his ups were just higher than them.
Damn.
And he caught a touchdown that was thrown from, like, hour 10.
Yeah. There's times
crazy.
You lose because the other team's better than you. And then there's just days you're not smart.
No, we
you
weren't.
Guys were
we
not
were not
smart.
Playing smart, and usually we are the smart team.
Yeah,
so that
six
kinda,
down from the two. The game was in doubt.
I know.
And no offense, but you guys go to your fifth option. Like, if you would have told me where are they going with the ball, I would have said not where they went.
I know.
You know, the games. There's got to be a player on that team where you got to get 2 yards. We have to score. It's got to be somebody other than the place they went.
I
at
know.
Least to me.
I know.
I know we have three of those plays in our book. I'm sure everybody else does. Like, if we need 2 yards, this is where we go.
Right.
But now you saw it. You took their shot.
It was a frustrating game, but we're going to come back next week
with
a different perspective.
What do you got next week?
XTC.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Back at it.
Yeah. So.
Steve Cousins won again. Congratulations. Welcome back, Ronnie K., your buddy.
Yay.
I like Ron.
Ron's awesome.
Mm-hmm. He's nice.
Yep. I did say hello. He wanted to say hello to everybody, and he said he, too, is looking, hoping we're going to have flex scheduling. He said if we want Maddie's Angels on field one.
That needs to happen.
It's going
to
happen.
It's
I don't care.
It's already done.
Hell yeah.
We're moving that game to field one.
And if I had a Facebook, I would post about it. But I don't.
If I had one, I would, too. Emily, we're going to make this happen somehow, some way.
Okay.
I think it's 2 weeks.
Mike, Mark.
No, I think I thought it was in, like, October.
Oh, I hope it's not the 29th. October. If it's the week I miss, I'll be so mad.
Yeah, that's got to be field one.
True.
We gotta do it. That's gonna be awesome. 1 o'clock?
13 o'clock. Coming 1 o'clock in. Games. Marketing Mares put up 39. Angry Buffaloes scored 20. The Bucket All Stars with 40. HK7 put up 37. Buffalo Solar Solutions wins with 36. No punt intended scored 23. And Maddie's Angels 37. Winners with 36. Those are your 1 o'clock games.
Hey.
That's fun.
Can I ask you a question on the Angels game?
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me, I don't want to say any names, that they thought the ref screwed the score up there.
They did not.
Okay.
Witters thought they were up by 4 and they were up by 2.
Okay.
And both refs kept repeating the score to them and they were not hearing it.
Okay, because I heard that
secondhand. I know exactly. I remember that portion of the game.
Okay.
Witters
had nice jerseys.
That was the game to be at.
Yeah, I heard it was a great game.
Like, that was the most watched game of the day. Everybody was at field 4. It was popping. And it was like, it was such a fun game. Like, I had a blast playing that game. We have
Who played quarterback?
Bro.
No.
Bro played quarterback. It was Bro's Angels that week.
Huh.
Bro is our backup for when Maddie can't be there. Maddie had to work, and Bro was slinging.
Yeah, and he had to be great on defense.
He got 2
He's
picks,
fast.
I think. No, we manned them on defense, and that was the game changer. When we were in a zone, they were kind of eating it up a little bit. We switched to man, and game changer. but it was a back and forth tennis match the whole game. Witters has a good quarterback. I don't know if you guys have seen him play. That guy can throw. Like, he was throwing heat, I thought. Comparable to, like, how Cole throws or how Bobby throws. Like, he was throwing fast.
Wow.
The only thing that was their downfall, their guys would run these deep balls over one of our girls, and then they would score. So they didn't get a gender touchdown the entire game.
So you're getting eights, and they're getting sixes.
Right. So that hurt them a little bit. But, no, we played really well on defense. All the girls were super focused. Nobody had any drops on offense. Nice. It was really exciting.
Was there a dramatic end of the game almost score or anything?
No, they were on offense, and Bro picked the ball for the end of the play. Nice. Yeah.
Right choice, Zach. Right
and choice. To that, once again, field four was popping.
No, but the Angels added a couple girls. We got a new roster.
What do you got?
We added Kelly Mazur.
Oh, there you go.
From XTC.
That girl can play football.
Yep. She played really well.
Bunny's excited.
And we added Molly Morgan. We got two new people.
She likes miniature golf.
we had a stud girls on the field that day. We had a lot of girls who say, oh, I can only sub kind of thing. So we have a smaller roster, which is a good thing. So we can all kind of gel together.
Is that why Maddie came by later at the end of the night? Because he was scared because Bro won that game. And he's like, I better get back here quick.
Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
No, he did it because he's an alcoholic who loves the Topper Sports League. So he had to get there as soon as he possibly could. It just happened to be 6:30.
Great work, Maddie. Kudos to Puckett All-Stars. It was a little weird. They went from D3 to D4, but they did. Huh. HK7 gave him a game. No pun intended. Were they missing people? That was 0-2.
Kyle could only play the second game because he was playing with us in the first game.
And he's the quarterback.
He can only play quarterback.
Was he the quarterback before? Yeah, he's just the quarterback now, so I think that's...
Yeah, because Buffalo Solar Solutions never wins. Like, that's your 500 football team.
Oh.
Well, you're so hard on them. They were,
I'm not.
They,
good season then last win some season. Games. Let me talk about you then.
Fair.
Well, you won a games. Buffalo Solar Solutions, yay. 36, no pun intended, 23. I'm going to talk about you. We just scored 36. That's great work.
Yay.
We got to talk about this one. So, Marketing Mayor's 39, Erie Buffalo 20. It wasn't the game. It's what happened after.
It hurts
after.
My heart.
Yeah, it does. Everybody saw this coming. Not what actually happened coming, but they're like, hey, you've got the new gods. You've got Angry Buffalo. This is going to be a nice match.
You've got the Angry Gods.
Yeah, you're going to have a good team. You got, and apparently, now I'm saying the second hand now, so I don't know if this is exactly what happened, but the way it was understood to me is there was three girls playing, and then one of the girls who's got a little bit of clout on the team sent an email literally the day before or 2 days before and said, hey, I'm coming back now. So now we're going to run with four girls. And one of the girls who kind of committed all year kind of said, hey, wait a minute. If there were three girls, I'm good with this. But now if there's four, she kind of was feeling like she was getting kind of backdoored a little bit. So she decided after the game that she was leaving. So once one of the players on New Gods heard about that, he wanted to leave as well. But we wouldn't let him leave because that wouldn't have been good. So we let the girl leave, and she's going to be playing on another team this season. But yeah, that wasn't cool. Like, if you already having problems in week one, so hopefully they work it out.
In other news about Angry Buffalo, though, Coach Jay is holding a Coach Jay camp on September 22nd, 9 a.m. If you want to show up, you want to sharpen up your skills, he's your guy.
Now, just so we're all clear, because Coach Jay and I have talked about this, we are not going into the field yet. What we're going to do is we're going to work a little bit more on football this time. We're going to do the wheelbarrow training, and we're going to be chopping trees probably in week 4 or 5. So on September 22nd, we're actually going to do football. We're going to do a little offense, defense. We're going to do the good. Okay, not yet. We got our traffic vests.
It's
I got
fine.
One for you,
it's
too.
Fine. Oh, well.
Tire flips.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a little bit of everything. Joe K, I got ideas.
Beating up hanging slabs of meat somewhere.
It's gonna be like Joe K and I are gonna be doing Blair Witch with a camcorder, while we're in the fields with all the people. But this week, no, we're gonna get out to the football fields. The plan is we're gonna get there at 9:45, something like that. Work on some offense and some defense. Actually, we had a couple people came up to us. Zach Newberg came up to us, said, "Hey,
I know.
Every one of my girls on my team can come over there, and anybody's welcome. We don't care if you're a guy, girl, whoever wants to show up at 8:45. We're playing." Angry Buffalo at 10. So we say perfect time. And Lenny goes, we'll hit the fields. We'll go play for an hour. And then 10 to 2, we're just going to leave. And that'll be that. Yep. So
if you want to learn how to have better hands, like work on your hand-eye coordination, use your body to your advantage with running routes and just little things, it will make a difference. I promise you.
And if you have any questions at all, ask, whether it's offense, defense, we're going to help you. Yeah. We will do anything we can to help. And if we can't help you right there in that 45 minutes, I always tell people this. I watch a lot of football. I kind of know this game better than anybody in the world. So you ever want to spend 30, 45 minutes watching the game, I'll tell you everything you need to know. So
just
that's something you
take
advantage
to.
Yeah, you got to show up on time. That's the only rule that I have. And if you do go to Coach J School, I would tell you to wear gloves, casts if necessary.
Yeah.
Protect your hands at all times.
All students of the Coach J School have currently broken their hand in some fashion.
Sarah would like a PS. Because she had to repeat herself like 400 times. Yes, she broke her pinky. Yes, they put a cast on like her whole arm for a pinky. No, she doesn't know when she'll be back. No, she can't play football right now.
And you're going to take them chopping wood.
It's not Lenny's problem.
Well, not in the first week.
All right.
Yeah, but at some point, yes.
They've got to work on the hand-eye drills first.
Yeah, first we're going to get hand-eye coordination. Then we're going to start building strength training.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's going to be like carrying Joe K piggyback through the woods. That's going to be awesome. You give Joe K a megaphone yelling at him, come on, hurry. You can do better.
Do you know those things where, like in football, when you're like pushing the body thing?
Yeah, the tackling sleds.
Before Blondes Brunettes, Jay brought me to the gym and the huge punching bags, he had me pushing it, running in place to work on blocking.
Wow.
He doesn't play. Like, it's going to be a hard
Did he tell you that the best thing when it comes to blocking, low man wins? So my offensive line coach is the first thing I ever learned in football. Low man wins, or low woman in your case.
Yep.
So let's go to 2 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the 2 o'clock games. Coming up first, we've got at 2 o'clock, straight out of the gate, DMX with 34 points, Sticky Bandit scored 20, Cintas put up 24 on the board, third and Schlong. They may have won the wheel, but they lost that one with 16. Cunning Stunts put up 44 on the board, Come From Behind with 22, and the Salino Sewer Rats. My personal pick to take it all this year, 47, Passless Chaps with 14. Those are your 1400, 2 p.m., a.k.a. games.
I'm just going to throw this out there, but Passless Chaps didn't do very good in D5, and they go down to D6, and then they lose by 33. That's tough days right there.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Well, they obviously didn't have really, really, really tall guy, I'm assuming.
Or they did and didn't throw to him again.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't check the game out.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, Brian, you didn't see anything at 2 o'clock. Okay, are you kidding?
Okay, that's inaccurate.
You were playing Flip Cup at that point.
That
is true.
That's funny.
I could have seen it. I just don't remember.
Brian probably did the halftime coin flip and just, please welcome to the first ever Brett McKenzie Invitational. DMX, 34, Sticky Bands, 20. I heard Johnny Football put on a show in that game. DMX.
Who's Johnny Football?
He used to play for
Primetime.
Yeah, he used to play for Primetime. Little guy, bald head, used to play quarterback. Wasn't so good, but wide receiver.
He's the one who made all the bets.
He's
right?
On DMX now?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a pretty good player. He's a good wide receiver. He's got some speed to him. I saw Ricky Recchio back, so Sticky. Alex was there, so. But Amy, I heard. She hurt her hand or something?
Amy broke her finger.
Oh, boy.
Which sucks.
What is with people?
Was she at Coach J's school? We didn't know.
No, she was not, so I don't know why that happened.
Damn.
It happened at volleyball, she said. But Ricky Recchio hurt his quad or his hamstring or something. Like, it's been an injury for a while.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, some people are a little beat up.
A little banged up after week one.
I heard there were some fireworks on the third and Schlong game. I heard they were getting a little angry with each other near the end of the game.
The team or the teams,
well,
like, against
let's just
each
say
other?
One of their divas wasn't too happy near the end of the game, from what I heard.
Scott.
But I'm not one to talk, so you didn't hear that from me. Shintas is a pretty decent team. They put up 24. Cunning Stunts, 44, Come From Behind, 22. That was a little surprising.
Randy told me the game was like 30-0 at halftime.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. You're talking about a vet team and Come From Behind that usually is running the show in D5.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't
Aaron Rodgers showed back up, huh?
Right. Oh, that was awesome. Who's throwing for Cunning this time around?
Joey.
Oh,
I think it was Joey. That's but did he play in that game? Because Shintas was playing. Maybe he must have picked one of the games and played.
Well, that's that would be what he would have to do, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
Lenny,
he was quarterbacking them.
He could. He's that good.
I think he was quarterbacking them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to assume the one with the 44 is the one he had to play in, if I had to guess. I mean, just me throwing out there.
Fair enough.
Salino, 40. I heard, didn't somebody tell me something that was like some cheesy play where like it was like near the 2-minute warning and Salino was up by like 30 something and like the dude almost like knocked the quarterback into the grass?
What?
Yeah, like Gronk is his name.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that, like he did something totally stupid.
That guy does not have any body control whatsoever. Okay.
Somebody said that they almost killed the quarterback on passless chaps.
Oh, my Lord.
He's a big dude. He's but, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, I just heard it secondhand, so.
Yeah. No, you know I'm friends with that team. I don't really know him. I've seen him before, and we've played against them, and, like, at the wine tournament, he played against our girls' team. No body control.
No,
no body control. I like it.
So that was really it.
It was football.
Oh, yeah.
No 3 o'clock games? Man.
No, we had no 3 o'clock games. And then we had a spin at 2 o'clock, and that was pretty good.
Spin!
We had about, what, 60 people, I think, were there?
Yeah.
I have a question that a couple people want this proposed.
Okay.
People are wondering why, if you have two girls playing who showed up from your roster to play the game that day, why can you get a third sub?
It'd be only one.
The
sub.
Thought has always been if there was an injury of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
How often does that happen?
Wait, but more than often. You think. Yeah, more than you think. That's the rule for playoffs. You could, well, actually, no, though. It is. You're allowed one sub. It's always one sub.
My thing is, I feel like subs still, even with the rules, get abused. I think that if you only have two girls show up and they can't play 1 hour game of football, that's their fault.
Well, you want to hear
and
something?
And they need to hit a treadmill.
Let me throw some math at you.
Oh, damn. That just happened.
That's got nothing to do with somebody.
I would play.
That's got nothing
I would
to do with
play,
somebody turning an ankle, though.
I would play five football games in a row if I could.
I thought
no
I was
going to
say the most controversial thing today. Boy, was I wrong. So last year I counted. I think I sent an email to Topper and Ramirez, and I said I was a little angry at the beginning of last year because I said I think I had gotten 16 or 17 sub requests on opening day.
All
do you know
Jay-Z.
How many I got this week?
Two.
So, to those of you that think the process isn't working, trust the process because it's working.
Okay, but if good girls are still on the sub list, then people can still get, like, in my mind, okay, we had the opposing team get a female sub who scored 3 touchdowns in a Division I game. Katie Keller.
Oh, yeah, that's one of their 4 requests.
However, that shouldn't be the caliber of females, though, that's allowed to be on
the
sub list.
But that goes back to the rules.
A sub list shouldn't be a game changer.
Well, time out. That's
not,
a question?
The sub list.
Question. Yeah, that's not the case.
Question.
Yes.
So if Emily was on her standard team, playing the regular position,
right.
There's one team.
Yep.
And then if she was in a different division and she was the quarterback, that would be okay.
Yes.
And then she could still be a sub.
No.
Only Joey Bats gets that.
Yes.
Because I'm in D1, I'm not allowed to sub.
So here's how it works. There's no way to control all of it. So what we decided to do was, we said we have normal sub rules, you get 4. Which means Katie Keller plays in D4, they can send an email request to the league, they get 4 requests. There was 1 of 4, so now they have 3. Then, if you get done with your 4 requests, you go to the sub list. Well, guess who's on the sub list? Not Katie Keller.
No, standard people.
Yes.
But what's stopping me from going on a D6 roster and then
Lenny
stopping?
Elba.
Well, you can't because you're in D1. You can't
no,
get all the
session.
Rules. Oh, well, honestly, if that was your only team playing in D6 and you said, Len, I'm burned out. I just want to go play on a fun team in D6, we probably would let you.
Yeah.
And then sub for...
No, wouldn't let you sub.
What's the difference?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We wouldn't let you sub because you're now classified as a D1 girl. Like, I'll give you an example. Maggie, that was the example. When she went to the team, we were like, just so you understand, they got hit with a sub, one of their 4, and we're like, you can't sub anywhere. That's the rule now. You have to play for that team, and that's it.
Even if she quarterbacked.
Well, she quarterbacks this different. Emily can throw.
Elbows.
Yeah, but no, my point is they're allowed 4, so they have 3 left. So guess what? There are 8 regular season games left, and there are 3 playoff games left, so be wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only get 3, and once they use their 3, they're done. They can't, that's it.
Okay.
Like, the sub thing is designed to bring more people. I'll tell you, it worked for us. We had to put a 3rd girl on our roster this year. We were going to usually just run with 2. We didn't. We went with 3, so we're hoping more teams
Who's
do that.
Who's on your roster now?
Crystal.
So let me ask this then. Is that Crystal's only team she's on?
Or she can only play for us. She's a D1 girl now.
Yeah.
So, no. Okay, so remember last session Public Enemy had your roster, and then Casey was on your roster as like a sub?
Casey who?
Casey Oliphant.
She was never on our roster. We asked her for a sub twice. Once.
So you can ask any D3 girl to sub?
Yes. Yeah, you could ask Casey to be one of your 4 subs if you need
her. We could ask the Clarks. We could ask Kelly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You can ask anybody that's not in D1.
Okay.
But you get 4 games. Once you use those 4 games, you're done.
Well, we're going to be having attendance problems.
Yeah, so guess what? When you do, you can ask Katie Keller. Okay. Katie Keller doesn't have four.
That should go well.
Eyes Downtown does. I'm just, wow.
The team has four opportunities to sub.
Yes.
The female is not limited.
Yes. See, we're trying to make it work for everyone. Yes.
So,
do you understand now, everyone?
So, if Emily was on the sub list.
She's not.
But if she was.
Well, she never will be. Everyone in the league will be before Emily.
The Emily Curry Memorial.
If we have 300 females in this league, I would list them 1 through 299, and then Emily would be 300.
So using Katie Keller as the example, Katie Keller being on the sub list, she could sub for every team in this league.
No.
As long as.
Well, no, actually she could. She's in D4.
She could sub for every team in this league.
Yes.
And each of those teams could have her no more than four times.
No. She can only play once a week.
There it is.
Yes.
That's real.
There it is.
Yes. There it is. But it's designed. I think it's working. I honestly think it's working. I did not see sub abuse. Things are getting better.
I appreciate the help.
I was trying.
Yes. I appreciate.
But the moral is, Emily, you have four games. You use them however you wish, or you have to use a USL girl. So as long as you follow, and you can have any girl in D1 right now.
So once you use your four subs, then you can revert to the sub list.
USL only.
Unless you win the prize on the prize.
Yes, you can win on the prize. You get an extra, that's true.
You get extra slots.
Yes, you can get an extra. But bad news, you could also get one taken away.
We need to talk about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, let's spin that wheel real quick, right?
Yes. All right. Either one can happen.
So, Lenny, we need a super secret special punishment for somebody who's already used all of their sub list things, and then spin the punishment wheel and get a lose a sub.
We'll have to figure that out on the fly, but we didn't think of that, but that's a good point if that happened.
Prize wheel.
I bet you that means they have to do two punishments.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. Something like that will happen.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's go to LVPs, MVPs. Brent, we'll start with you. We need an LVP and we need an MVP.
Oh, man. Let's see.
You can pick yourself.
No, MVP, I'm going Ferger for getting my ass home.
I'm taking What happened?
What happened is Brent doesn't remember most of Saturday.
Mind eraser over here.
Yeah, a little bit. Let's see. Least valuable player? Can I say Billy at ref again?
Yes, you can.
Of course you can. That's what this is.
Did you get billied?
Was that?
Did you get billied?
Of course we got billied. We always get billied.
Emily got garbage. We didn't even talk about that.
Lucky you.
Remember the pass interference call? The worst call in the history of the game? That was garbage.
I personally didn't get that call.
The call was terrible.
Kyle got garbage.
Well, yeah, but you're on tight ends of motion.
Yeah.
Your team got garbage.
That was literally Jay turned while he was reffing and he goes, "Oh, pass interference on Eyes Downtown," and then Garbaz throws the flag, and then he's like, "Pass interference, tight ends in motion," and Jay's like, "Are you serious?"
Everybody was screaming, "What the F?"
That was the worst call of 2018.
Yes, it was.
Worst call.
All right, so what happened with Billy?
So we basically lost 30 seconds of time. You know,
Tim Dove.
Yeah, so
Billy garbazed you.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, he somehow missed a 2-minute warning.
Oh, jeez. Yay, refs.
And reset.
Yeah, and it was just a hot mess. And like I said, we practice squad had gone up on us, you know, by the 4 points with I think maybe like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, something like that. And just in the whole process of that, you know, I mean, heck, we're trying to, you know, get a touchdown, and that little bit of time can help, you know. So yeah, we got billied.
Emily Curry, LVP, MVP.
Not gonna name names.
That's like specifically what this is about.
My LVP is anyone who was yelling and acting a fool in a 1 p.m. game. Mm. My
hold on.
Lenny's on the case.
Okay, got it.
To the 1 p.m. game.
Now I understand.
Lenny, who do you think it is?
Noon?
Huh?
Noon, 1 p.m.
Okay, your game was at 12, if that's the one you're talking to. Because I'm like, 12. Wait a minute.
12.
Yeah, 12 o'clock.
12.
God, I almost spit out my beer.
Yeah.
Should I read the 12 o'clock games again?
Name calling is an LVP for me.
Oh, okay, you're talking about somebody. Okay, I got it.
My MVP is Bro. Because homeboy has never played on a gender team, which is a whole nother ball game for quarterbacking. Okay. It is very different. Lenny, I think you would agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he came in, he fit right in, he led the Angels to victory, so kudos to him. Joe K,
what do you say?
MVP is going to be Lenny Elba.
Oh, no.
Because, no, it's a good thing. This wheel thing is great. I love it. People actually like care about it, and people are actually kind of excited about it. The prize and punishment wheel, which I know wasn't Topper, definitely is just also very, very fun, and it's just another element that makes me realize just how great this league really is. And I, like you, am waiting to see how one of the other leagues steal it.
God, thank you, Joe K. Can I say something real quick? And let, before you can spot, just so everybody knows, and I want to announce this, what we're going to do is we're going to change the wheel a little bit. Next week it's going to happen at 2 o'clock again, but I didn't like the turnout, so I want even more people. So there are there's 46 teams, there's 50 slots. What we're going to do is we're going to give one of the slots to the best ref of last week. Three slots are getting added on the wheel, and those shots are going to say free shots for everybody. So if you come at 2 o'clock and you are standing there and there are 150 people waiting for the wheel to spin and it hits shots for everyone, I'm buying shots for everyone.
Oh, damn. This will also coincide with the first time the bar gets mad at us.
Yeah, and I don't care. I will pour 150 shots on the bar. I honestly don't care.
I don't know if it's about the pouring.
That's a perfect time to say it. We are going to buy, Topper and I agreed, we're buying a shot for everyone.
I love that idea.
So back to your thought, my bad.
Baller status right there.
Jimmy's leaving a wedding and showing up. I'm just going to be there for shots.
LVP, I'll go with myself. Only because it's too early to truly make fun of anybody else and give them shit, but I had to leave early, which is always lame.
Hang on, Joe, and real quick.
What?
Seriously?
There was that. Yeah. I know, right? So I had to leave early, which is always a bummer, and then I missed some of the fun. And then I was going to give Ferger the MVP, so I turned my LVP into an MVP for him. He's such a good guy that apparently on the last episode we had of this podcast, I was going to go with some joke about McKenzie Agency being like, I don't know, like a trash heap of forgotten misfit toys or something stupid. But apparently, I didn't listen to the show.
Feel the love, everyone.
But I definitely, I was definitely going in a lighthearted way, and I don't remember what happened. We must have got distracted arguing about sub rules or something. And Ferger just came up to me and was just like, "You can f with me all you want. I don't care. But like, my team is my team, and I love them. So like, don't make fun of them." And I'm like, "Well." He's right, because Ferger always
told you.
Because he always makes me feel bad when I do dumb shit, and like every third year I do something dumb, and Ferger and I have to make up. So he's just such a good guy about giving a shit about you guys. Nobody probably loves their team more than Ferger loves his team,
and we love him back.
So
that should be an award: most love,
most love from Brian Ferger. All right, so I'm the LVP for screwing that up and making him feel bad and get mad at me for it. So. That's that. And then, Lenny, you good here, bud?
Yeah, my mic was going out.
All right, MVP, LVPs.
LVP, I got to give it to Hobbit Guy from Hootie and the Blowfish. Thou shalt not talk smack when you're down by 20. Yeah, whatever. You're Hobbit Guy to me.
Hobbit Guy.
Tone it down, son.
I like him.
Well, you can. That's great, but he's got
to
tone it down.
I need to know
hang out in the Shire.
One more word out of him. I'm going to go to freaking Tyrion Lake, and I'm going to go to the Viper, and I'm going to grab the sign, and I'm going to slap it in the field one. It's going to say, you got to be this tall to play in D1. My MVP of this week, it's a couple. And they're not really a couple, but they are to me. That would be Diana Brunell and Mike Baccio. We all had a talk, and
this is why Baccio.
My Saturday was made when Diana Brunell finally came over to me to talk. The look on Mike Baccio's face when she started talking—he almost turned white like a ghost and started running over. And you could hear him go, "No!" So, good news, everybody. I convinced both of them. I'm going to give them composition notebooks next week. They're going to share their thoughts, and then at the end of Saturday, we're all going to discuss things. So, kudos to both of you. But you guys get my MVPs. We're running a little late, so we're going to start with final thoughts. Oh, Jimmy, LVP, MVP, my bad.
Yeah, LVP, MVP, I got nothing. I am going to give you a final thought to kick it off real quick.
Let's do it.
Special kudos going out to Chelsea and Glenn. I want to thank you very much for turning to me to be your minister for
your
wedding.
Oh, nice.
It was my honor and pleasure.
Excellent.
I wish the two of you all the best, and this is officially the third couple from the TSL that I've performed ceremonies for.
So yay!
Bless the both of you in a long life together. With that being said, I'll pass it forward over to Brent.
Brent, final thoughts.
Final thoughts for me is, again, just a big thank you to the TSL Universe for Saturday.
Brent, you stole the show. You were actually the MVP. You should have been the MVP from everybody.
If you say so, I'm going to go with your word.
You stole the show.
I don't know how much of that I really remember.
I remember all of it. You stole the show.
But thank you, everybody, for a great Saturday. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Emily, final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, if you see my homies, the Clark twins, on Saturday, wish them a happy birthday.
Right. Yay.
It's their dirty 30, so.
Yeah.
Sunday's the actual birthday, but we'll be celebrating Saturday.
Nice.
You going out
and
Saturday?
Sunday. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Best friend club.
Joe K., what are you saying?
Like I said, this is just going to be the generic welcome back football. It's just you never realize how much you really miss it until you're there and wheels are spinning and shots are downing and nobody's actually getting arrested this time.
And girls are stripping in the parking lot on their cars.
Yeah, I heard about that too, yeah, but that might be Lenny's final thought, so I'm going
to
keep going.
Shockingly, it wasn't. Though I'm going to talk to that young lady. That was awesome.
Was she in the league?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We will find out. Yeah. Other than that, like, it's just good to be around the people that you care about and have a great time with. And like I said, it's always like a family reunion, and we get to spend, well, right through Thanksgiving doing it. So I can't wait for next week.
Amen.
Lenny, Elba, finish this off.
You know what? I guess my final thought is this. I think that non-award timing Hughes had the best line of the day. And at one point, he came up to me around 1:30 and looked around. He said, hey, Len, he said, you've got 10 less teams, but the same amount of people here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that made me smile.
Trim the fat.
I had a lot of fun on Saturday. It was not a very fun off season for me. I'm the guy that, believe it or not, whether you know this or not, I'm the guy that everybody yells to. I'm the guy that everybody complains to. I'm the guy that hears this, that, and the other thing. So I went in a room. Actually, Ramir and I right now see everything eye to eye, and we don't always, and that's a good thing.
Cats Ramir and I are, dogs,
yeah,
living together.
It's awesome. And Ramir and I basically had a bunch of long talks in the off season. Said, hey, we think A, B, C, and D needs to happen. And we got Topper in the room and said, hey, Topper, A, B, C, and D needs to happen. And Topper's like, okay, let's do this. So we're on season 15. I had a blast Saturday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I actually had a shot or two, and I really don't even drink. So I had a blast. I didn't leave till 7:30 myself. Had a lot of fun. Everybody was pretty responsible. We saw a girl pretty much molest a Camaro, and that was pretty cool. Flip cup happened. Those hugs were funny. I enjoyed those as well. But great work, TSL. So we saw what we did, and we put it. And once again, 2 o'clock. I'm putting three little slots on there that says shots for everybody, and I don't care if I got to buy shots for 150 people if they're standing there to watch the wheel spin. I'm going to do it. I've done stupider things.
Yeah,
I would love for it to hit just to see everybody jump up and down if it hits. That would make me laugh.
Who gets to pick the shot?
I really don't care. Whoever wants to. Everybody, I think it's going to be Jack Fire knowing this league.
All right, so yeah. hang on. Safe, 3 o'clock this Saturday, you have to be there.
2 o'clock.
And
two.
If you're, two o'clock. And
yep.
If you're there.
What if you play at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, Lenny, why 2 o'clock?
Honestly, because here's what the thought was. The thought was this.
Every week at 2 o'clock.
Well, here was the thought. The thought at 2 o'clock was, people are still at football. People aren't leaving, and we're like, well, a lot of the early games have already happened, and we're peaking at 2 o'clock is what we thought.
Can she have a sub?
Can I have a representative?
But that's what we kept saying. Like, honestly, we were joking, but we're like, you have 10 people on your team. Send somebody there for 30 seconds. How do you care?
We only have two females, so can I send someone to the bar with a sign that says, I am Emily's representative?
Yes, well, what team are you talking about?
Tight ends play every week at 2 o'clock.
Okay, well, see if you can find a sub. Take a girl on the USL.
That would be funny.
I'll send her to the bar. You don't need
that's what I'm saying. Send us an email and say I want Sarah Hunt to be our USL sub because you don't need one. Send
Lenny,
Sarah.
You should definitely make a wheel spin sub list.
Yeah.
These people will agree to be there at 2 o'clock and sub for your team to be the representative.
I would die if she sent Sarah and then all of a sudden tight ends won, and then they spun the prize or punishment wheel, and it said lose a sub game. Like and I would want to be the one to deliver that news to Emily. I think that would be funny.
Oh, I might faint.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Great week one, and let's see what happens in week two. So good night.
Thanks for listening. When you play football, you be nice. Don't make me come find you.
Incredible thoughts. In the pitch black night, a raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
race for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun dug to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could kill the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have printed my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
That may have just changed the course of time.